gone through some stuff. I don't know what it's going to be like on the other side, but I know something inside of me says that everything that I prayed for, everything that I've given to God is about to be manifested because He knows my heart. He knows what I'm after. I'm not after to build my kingdom. I'm after to fill His kingdom. And everything inside of me says, I need to hear from You, God. Yes, I messed up. I've been broken, gracefully broken. What does that mean? I've been broken so much that God says, even out of your mouth, you have spoken ill will toward yourself. There's too much already. We've been cursing our own self because of what we've been through. We open our mouth and we speak something that we shouldn't be speaking into your ministry, into your marriage, into your finances, into your children, into the destiny that God has already predestined for you. Are you speaking out of your pain? Are you speaking out of your hurts, out of your past? What are you speaking from that is not being creative in nature by the Spirit of God? Zechariah he's in the church and he's praying and he's old in age. My God. In other words, all this stuff you've been believing God for hasn't not manifested, but you're still in church. You're still praying. You're still believing. Even though nothing has manifested, the promise hasn't come and you're there, the angel shows up. But because of your unbelief, watch your mouth. Watch your mouth, because out of your mouth, you can either bless or you can curse. You can have life or you can have death. Oh, but because you don't understand what I've been through. You don't know how long I've been praying for this. You don't know how long this has been an issue in my life. You don't know that every time things begin to move in the direction of my destiny, that something comes in and tries to stop me from getting beyond this point. And the angel shows up. Since your prayer has been heard, or your cries, your petitions been heard, everything that you have suffered, either by man. Man doesn't understand what God has put inside of you. What God has given you is distinctive. It's different. You're carrying it because it's different. The mere fact that you're carrying it, even in the midst of trials and tribulations, in the midst of everybody second-guessing you, coming against what God has put in you, is the very fire that is necessary for you to incubate this thing so that it can come forth and be birthed. Because if you didn't have persecution, you ain't carrying something of God, you're carrying something of man. If you ain't carrying something of God, you're carrying something of man. If you're having all this kind of pressure come at you, all this testing come at you, all these challenges come at you, are you going to continue or are you just going to quit? What you going to do? Regardless of what you do, watch your mouth. Watch your mouth. I didn't think I hit a nerve or something over here. Some of y'all, every time I say, watch your mouth, y'all like, oh. You're like, hey, Pastor, did you hear me outside in the parking lot? I didn't know you could hear me out here. It was just a little curse word. It was just a little one. I repented when I came in. Y'all like, that was me. That was me. You know, when we go through, what's inside begins to manifest. Begins to manifest. I don't understand, God. He says, good, don't understand, but shut up. Oh, yeah, didn't like that one? Please refrain from using any words that are not biblical in nature. Got to tell you to shut up. And if you're really real, like for real, he tell you shut the hell up. Oh, some of y'all don't like that one, huh? We don't say H-E-L-L. Really? You've been going through it. Because we've been going through it. It's the hell that's in here that needs to come out. And we think because if everything that we're going through is significant or indicative of it's not going to happen. No, it's going to happen. It's going to manifest. Yeah. Baby girl sitting right there in the back gray between A and M. Right there. What is your name? Yes. Reagan. You've had so many things come against your mind and your heart that I see the Spirit of the living God right behind you with the hand of the angel right upon your head right now saying, not only is everything that you've been through that has tried you and tested you, it's going to begin to start turning around, that it's going to bring a peace into your life. Because at times you get so angry, so frustrated that you even lash out with your mouth. Baby girl, I'm just saying, I do it too. Yeah, I said it. But God's hand is on you. Is on you. If anything else you hear tonight, just know this. That God loves you so much. That tonight he said, I'm turning some things around and I'm going to shut the mouth that is keeping in your ear. That's trying to hurt you. Hear this by the Spirit of the living God. By the Spirit of the living God, he's doing it. He's doing it. That negative influence is getting ready to be moved out. Don't get this twisted. Don't. I'm not saying, baby, the pastor said you got to go. That's not what I'm saying. Negative talk is getting ready to leave. Amen. God bless you. The way you're crested, I don't know if sister, my eyes are elderly, not me, but my eyes are. But A&M, are you mom, sister? Mom, I heard fear. I heard fear. You have a fear. There's a fear that circulates your mind and your heart that you feel that something is something negative and something bad, traumatic is going to happen. And there's something that you keep feeling that may happen, but it's a lie to keep you silent. There's been some trauma in your life that has gripped you early on, I think 5-6 years old, early on. And I hear the Spirit of God say, I'm taking that very root right now in the name of Jesus. And I'm taking it away and bringing such a peace into your life. I bind trauma and every effect of trauma off of your life and your family and your lineage. Know this, that everything that the Spirit of God has spoken, my God, by faith, hear this, by the Spirit of the living God, you're going to experience peace, joy, and restoration. I'm restoring and bringing back to you the things that you have lost, even relationship and even finances, even I hear property is even going to be returned back to you. Says the Spirit of the living God. Hallelujah. My. I'm just trying. Is it all right? Just trying. The phone call's coming, son. I heard the phone ringing when you walk right past that cross. As soon as you walk right past that cross, I heard the phone ringing. The phone is ringing. Watch. Hear the Spirit of God. The phone is ringing, and you're going to see that thing. What was once held up, be loosed. Hallelujah. Oh, masi ka ba 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 sa. Re ba 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 sa. Y'all missing out tonight. There's some fire shut up in my bones. There's something has to come out. Because it's been deep within me saying, I know you've been through some stuff. How am I going to progress beyond? Since I've sent an angel into the house to confirm to you that everything you've labored for, everything that you have submitted and committed unto the Lord shall become manifest. And everything that has held you from going beyond the threshold out, you shall cross over and you shall get to the other side. And when there's a hindrance, I will separate, I will divide, and I will remove the reproach off of you, says the Spirit of the living God. Hey! Rabasi kabayasa! Raya nadoro bababose! Hey! Hey. The Spirit of God is burning, it's burning, it's burning. He says, will you fan the flame? Will you fan the flame? Will you allow me to burn some stuff out and from around you? Will you allow me to purge the words out of your mouth that I've called the seraphim? Hey, my. I've called the seraphim to purify, to purge of every word that is cursed. Hey, blah, 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 blah. Shame and guilt, you've got to go. My. We have got to be expecting the supernatural because that is our natural. It is in this place that we hear the Spirit of God begin to show us who we really are. That everything that we do is to be of the nature of Him and of His kingdom. But we get so bound by the kingdom here on earth that the prince and ruler of the kingdom, my, you have forgotten that I have given you the key. And dominion and power and authority over this kingdom. That he comes up under your feet, regardless of what he tries, regardless of what he speaks. I've given you dominion and power and authority. I've given you the keys. Speak, beloved, speak. Speak my word. Woo! Command the influence to change. See, in the scripture, the angel is telling Zechariah, you're not going to speak. I'm going to shut your mouth so that you don't bring negativity and unbelief into this very thing that I'm about to birth. Woo. That's why he's got to remove some people to speak into this thing that's not for you, they're against you. And he's got to remove them out the way. But you don't understand, Pastor. You don't understand. We've had relationship. We've been together for quite some time. And we've worked together, done some things together. But why are you saying all of a sudden now things are going to move? Because if they're not going in the direction that God has for you, you've got to get to step in and get to where you need to get going. And they're going to leave some people behind. And they're not going to understand because they're not carrying what God has placed inside of you. My. Not everybody can stand with you, nor can they walk with you, lest they become one, my, by the Spirit. And the only way you become one, yes, is through covenant or by fusion of fire. If you've been going through the fire, it's because I'm going to melt some stuff off and I'm going to remove the impurities, my, of what has been on you, around you, and in you, it's about to be removed. Woo! I gotta loose my people and set them free. And it'll be done by the Spirit of the living God. By his word and the testimony, you shall overcome. But I've sent my messengers ahead to prepare the way. Because there will be a messenger that will speak under the power and the authority of the prophet. Hey. My, my, my. I hear it. We want to quickly jump into every title that has been moving about. My God. But I hear the Spirit of God says, do not neglect what I have already instituted. What I've instituted is foundational. It is time to reform. It is time to reform. Bring back to its original intent. When we begin to put our hand into the building process, that God says, I did not order you to build. I ordered you to move, speak, and do. I build. Oh, but I got to get so-and-so in me because they flow in this. Oh, I got to get so-and-so in this because they have revelation. Oh, I got to get so-and-so in me because their ministry is doing good. They got international. They got this. No, baby, you're trying to build. Let me build. Let me bring to you in whom you would have never selected. You would have never looked upon. You would have said, this can't be the one. There got to be another. There's got to be another. And the prophet said, oh, all of these, not one of them are them. There's got to be another. The prophet is in Jesse's house. The angel showed up in the house. And when the angel showed up in the house of Jesse, he looked upon them that said, choose this one, choose that one. He said, no, they ain't the one. I'll sit here and wait till the one comes. Because there must be another. Oh, you better hear this by the Spirit. I've chosen someone that is on the outside that is going to come in at a certain appointed time and draw the hearts of the children back to the fathers. Woo-wee! Why would he choose David? A little boy that was handsome. Let's get you a little meat, okay, David. Why would he choose David? Because David had a heart. Of worship. My God. Worship. Not just to take care of the sheep. He was submitted and committed to what the dad said to do. If you're looking in your pamphlet, it ain't in there. This ain't. Woo, dumb. He said, look, there's got to be another that is not in this mix. That's not in this line. That's not in this phone. That is not from what you think it needs to be. It's someone that's a little different. Someone that don't look the part. Someone that carries an anointing that you still don't even understand. Jesse, you don't even understand what David has. You think it's the others. But Jesse, let me tell you, because I'm in your house, my God, today, I will bring you into a kingdom and a lineage through your son. Ooh. Takes the horn of oil. He didn't dip it. He didn't do the save it. Yes, sir. They're going to mess you up. They're going to mess you up. Why did David understand? Y'all going to miss this one. Oh, you're going to miss it. Because David understood the process of the liniment on the sheep. You had to say, Rabasi Kandarolobose. Rokobosi. You got to get into the very nature of smearing this inside the coat of the sheep. You can't just leave it topical. You've got to just massage it in. Because when you get the oil all the way through the fur and the coat, you get to the skin. And when you get to the skin, it begins to ward off those suckers, the fleas, and all the things that attach to it. It begins to drive out the things that don't belong. So David knew when he saw the horn of oil, he says, I am that sheep. Hey! That needs to be smeared and marinate in this thing. It can't just come and God bless you, son. You'll be a king someday. No, no. He's saying this very oil is about to change your destiny because it's coming through the prophet that says God said that through this lineage a savior shall come. He is the root and the branch of David. How can he be the root of David and the branch of David? Because he was in David. Tell me you come in this house. This oil gets rid of some stuff off of you. Gets rid of those things that try to embed itself in you. To try to ride on the coat. Try to get within closer to be close to you. To try to embed itself into the nature and the thing that God has called it to be different. But then you heed. And the more that you heed to his voice, God begins to start stripping. I hear the shears have been turned on. He says, now I'm removing this excess layer that says I'm going to trim it off. For I will prepare for you a place so they cannot attach. I'm lightening your load. Because in the same procedure, too much can cause it to be weighted down and cause you to be crippled under the anointing. It's got to be trimmed. It's got to be cut back. It's got to be held back, but it's still gathered, my God, and used for other purpose. Amen. My. Heed to the word of the Lord. Stay in your tribe and in the position that I have called you in. My. Hear this by the Spirit of the living God. When I call you, I position you. When I position you, I've already given you all you need for the resources to do my will. I feel good. Woo! I feel good. My. You ever gotten to a place when you know, man, this is good? You know, you sit down at that table. You will go before kings and queens, son. Before kings and queens. Watch this. I'm going to say it this way. Not in your serving. but because of your heart. The prophetic is so deep inside of you that you've even sheltered it at times and said, I don't want to do it because I've seen it been done wrong. Father, in the name of Jesus, I unlock that very spirit of the living God. Everything that has come to make him feel like he's less than, make him shut down, and make him feel like I don't want to do. Father, I thank you. He is of the tribe of Benjamin. He's different. Different, left-handed. He's unorthodox in his way. He's different. But he will pull the sword when necessary. Father, I thank you for him. I bless him from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet. Father, I speak into the spirit man of this precious man that he'll go before kings and queens of royalty to speak, and that he will be at the table being served as well. And I heard this. Thank you. Do not look for the foreign soil to be the kings and queens. I'll put you before dignitaries even now in this soil. Leaders of government will come, and you'll think that you're going to. There's some things coming to you that you expect to come to you. Amen. My. I saw right now two butterflies. Some of you have been in a state of being in a cocoon where you feel so tight, you feel so out of place. You feel like you ain't doing anything. You're restricted in movement, restricted. You can't do anything. But you feel like you've been in that place tied up and that there's been spun around in lockdown and you can't feel anything happening. But it's within this place of isolation and separation that I'm molding you with my hands as the Spirit of God. And I'm beginning to move and make you transform into what I've called you to be. Not that you're not doing it, but this process is necessary for you to get to where you're going. You've got to be isolated. You've got to be in a tight place. You've got to be in a place where you feel like you're going to come out. Woo! Stand up, cross. Stand up. Stand up. Come to the front, please. Come to the front. Stand. Rekababasa. Rokobobose. Si kandana no 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 no. Rokambabasa. Yeah. That's it. Watch this. Can your husband Henry come up, please? Henry, come up. Come here, Highness. Come here, Pastor Highness. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I feel this. You feel like you've been in that cocoon. You feel like you've been hung out to dry. That it's been made, it seems at times you feel like I've been put out there for people to see me be inactive. God, is this you? I've rebuked the enemy. I've done this. I've done that. But still ain't turned around. On her head, please. On all over your hands. On her head. And if you would, sir, the covenant that you are, I want you to put your right hand on her belly. On her belly. Here we go. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you even right now. As the covenant and the high priest of the house stands, fanning the flame of destiny within her. Hey, my. And as the mother of the house begins to put this oil over her head. Now, I thank you for the anointing, oh God, that it begins to even transform and renew the mind, oh God. And it begins to even quicken the process because of such a time as this. What was held up, Father, Lord, release. in Jesus' mighty name. We bless you from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Whew, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ooh-wee. My. Wow. Thank you. Ooh, God is good. He sends the angel to say, I've heard your prayers. And it shall be so. But I got to shut your mouth so you don't speak negative in this season of unbelief that will begin to transform the atmosphere around you. I know some of y'all looking at me like, man, that's not even in this handout. Welcome to the house of men. Come on. Dr. Woods, stand up right here, sir. Stand up right here. Yeah, I know it. Smear it on. Hey, smear it on. Yeah. I've been trimming some things off. As a matter of fact, he said, I'm cutting. He said, what about this relationship? It was a God thing. What now? This was the thing that I saw transpiring into something big. Why is it? Yeah. There was an influence that came in to try to snuff things out, to challenge authority, position. Whew. A murderer in the house. Trying to kill this thing. A decree was issued to try to kill it before it even birthed and got even further on. I hear the Spirit of God saying, full term. Circumcision. Blessed. Weaned. And released. Now comes the celebration. When Abraham saw that Isaac matured and was weaned on that very day. Circumcision. And a celebration. There's some flesh that's being cut away. Allow the Spirit of God to do it. Allow the Spirit of the living God to do it. But a celebration, nonetheless. A celebration. I see a mask. I see a person hiding behind a mask that tells you everything that you want to hear. That will begin to stir you, but yet behind the mask is trying to kill it. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you. And I bless what you're doing in the man of God's life. Father, through everything that he has gone through and everything that he continues to go through, Lord, his pain is purposed. Whew. And even the stripping process is purposed. But Lord, I thank you that it becomes more fragrant in this process. That the increase come. That the territories, my God. That the territories like Jabez be enlarged. And because the reproach is removed. Enlarge my territory. Remember me.
remove the reproach and enlarge the territory. Watch your tongue, son. Watch your tongue. Watch what comes from your heart through your tongue. Speak life and not death. And even when you don't have the answer, acknowledge that you don't. Because God can work with the humble heart. Father, I bless him from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet. In Jesus' mighty name. Let the transformation take place. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Amen. I just feel this. Is it all right if we just, I'm going to just turn this into a series. I'm just going to turn this into a series. I'm not going to rush into it. There's much more to this. Those of you that are here, and you'll know you've been through that season where everything just seems like it's just causing me to make my surroundings become vile by what I speak. And I don't mean the cursing. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about everything that has transpired in your life has caused you to speak things negatively as opposed to prophetically. Come up to this altar. Come up to this altar. You've been through enough. You say, my words, I got to watch my words, got to watch my words.